Medical breakthroughs rarely come quick or cheap. Years of labor in a lab and money to fund basic science are often needed. Traditionally, government has been the biggest source of cash, but researchers who rely on federal funding from the National Institutes of Health say 4 years of flat funding from Uncle Sam is prompting scientists to be more cautious in their experiments, and that limited funding may dissuade potential recruits who discover federal grants more difficult to get.
We're shortchanging ourselves. We're going to lose a generation of scientists, and we're going to lose the breakthroughs. They're going to be done other places. You know, the Asian countries are not going to sit around.
That's Jerry Yin. As a professor of genetics and psychiatry at UW-Madison, he's done federally funded studies on how long-term memory works. Biomedical companies are now looking at ways to enhance long-term memory. Yin is cited in a report to Congress. It details the effects of increasingly limited money for basic research. The president's proposed budget includes a 1.4% increase over last year for research and development. However, the American Association for the Advancement of Science says a lot of that will go to the Department of Energy and technology labs overseen by Commerce. Money for basic and applied research, something which has laid the groundwork for health advances in cancer, Alzheimer's, and spinal cord injuries, would decrease 2% under the president's spending plan. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.